Welcome to RingCentral Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Byron Buxton. Batting second. The first baseman, Luis Arraez. Batting third. The shortstop, Carlos Correa. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jorge Polanco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting sixth. The designated hitter, Gary Sanchez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Giovanni Urshela. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ryan Jeffers. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Nick Gordon. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Sonny Gray. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Tony Kemp. Batting second. The designated hitter, Sheldon Neuss. Batting third. The center fielder, Ramon Laureano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Seth Brown. Batting fifth. The catcher, Christian Bethencourt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chad Pinder. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Luis Barrera. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Elvis Andrus. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Smith. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dalton Jeffries. And now, play ball. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Buxton is out. One out. Luis Arraez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Arraez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Correa hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Arraez moves to third. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Polanco strikes out swinging. Two outs. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. That is ball four. Kepler is on with a walk. Correa moves to second. Gary Sanchez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sanchez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Arraez scores. Correa scores. Kepler moves to third. It's 2-0, Twins. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Urshela hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Kepler scores. Sanchez moves to third. It's 3-0, Twins. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jeffers strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kemp hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kemp is out. One out. Sheldon Neuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Neuss strikes out swinging. Two outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Laureano hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Laureano is safe at second with a double. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Laureano scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Christian Bethencourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethencourt hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gordon strikes out swinging. One out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Buxton is 0-for-1 in the game. Buxton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ariz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ariz hits a fly ball towards left. Pinder makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pinder softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. One out. Luis Barrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Barrera hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Barrera moves to second on an error by Kepler. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Barrera moves to third. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Andrus is on first. Two outs. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Smith hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Andrus moves to third. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Correa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Correa hits a fly ball towards left. Pinder makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Polanco is on with a walk. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kepler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kepler hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Kepler is out. Polanco moves to second. Two outs. Gary Sanchez batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Sanchez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sanchez hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Sanchez is safe at second with a double. Polanco scores. Sanchez moves to third. It's 4-1, Twins. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Urshela is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Urshela hits a ground ball towards the mound. Jeffries throws to first, and Urshela is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sheldon Neuse is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Neuse is 0-for-1 in the game. Neuse is called out on strikes. One out. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Laureano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Laureano is called out on strikes. Two outs. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into right field. That ball is in the gap. Brown rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Christian Bethencourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bethencourt is 0-for-1 in the game. Bethencourt hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Brown scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Pinder is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinder hits a ground ball towards short. Correa throws to second to get Bethencourt. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Jeffers is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffers hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Jeffers is out. One out. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Jeffries covering, and Gordon is out. Two outs. Byron Buxton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buxton is 0-for-2 in the game. That is ball 4. Buxton is on with a walk. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ariz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ariz hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Ariz is safe at second with a double. Buxton scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There goes Ariz, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Correa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Correa hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Correa is safe at second with a double. Ariz scores. It's 6-2, Twins. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Polanco strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Luis Barrera is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barrera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Barrera hits a line drive towards left field. Gordon makes the catch for the out. One out. Elvis Andrus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrus is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrus strikes out swinging. Two outs. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a fly ball towards center. Buxton makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Grimm replaces Dalton Jeffries as pitcher. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kepler hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Gary Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanchez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sanchez hits a fly ball towards center. Laureano makes the catch for the out. One out. Giovanni Urshela batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Urshela is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Urshela is on with a walk. Kepler moves to second. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jeffers is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffers hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Kepler moves to third. Urshela moves to second. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a ground ball towards first. Brown throws to home to get Kepler. Urshela moves to third. Jeffers moves to second. Gordon is on first. Two outs. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buxton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Buxton hits a ground ball towards the mound. Grimm throws to home to get Urshela. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a ground ball towards first. Ariz fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Sheldon Neuse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neuse is 0 for 2 in the game. Neuse hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Neuse is out. 2 outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Laureano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Laureano hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Laureano is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Snead replaces Justin Grimm as pitcher. Luis Arraez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Arraez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Arraez is on with a walk. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Correa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Correa is on with a walk. Arraez moves to second. Jorge Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Polanco is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Polanco hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Arraez scores. Correa moves to third. It's 7-2, Twins. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kepler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kepler hits a fly ball towards left. Pinder makes the catch for the out. Correa scores. That's a sacrifice fly. 1 out. It's 8-2, Twins. Gary Sanchez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sanchez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Sanchez strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Polanco, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Urshela is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. That is ball 4. Urshela is on with a walk. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jeffers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jeffers hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Jeffers is safe at second with a double. Polanco scores. Urshela scores. It's 10-2, Twins. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Jeffers scores. It's 11-2, Twins. Lou Trivino replaces Kirby Snead as pitcher. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Buxton is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buxton strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Seth Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball towards left. Gordon makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Christian Bethencourt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bethencourt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bethencourt hits a short pop-up towards third. Urshela makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Pinder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pinder is 0 for 2 in the game. Pinder hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Pinder is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Kolarik replaces Lou Trivino as pitcher. Nick Allen replaces Elvis Andrus playing shortstop batting 8th. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ariz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ariz hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Ariz is out. One out. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Correa is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Correa hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Correa is out. Two outs. Jose Miranda pinch hits for Jorge Polanco batting fourth. Jose Miranda is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Miranda hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Miranda is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Yenny Urquino replaces Sonny Gray as pitcher. Jose Miranda moves from pinch hitter to first baseman. Luis Ariz moves from first baseman to second baseman. Luis Barrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. And Kyle Garlick replaces Max Kepler as right fielder batting fifth. Barrera hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is hit by the pitch. Barrera moves to second. Allen is on first. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Barrera moves to third. Allen moves to second. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive towards left field. Gordon makes the catch for the out. Barrera scores. That's a sacrifice fly. One out. It's 11-3, Twins. Sheldon Neuse batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Neuse is 0-for-3 in the game. Neuse hits a line drive towards first. Miranda makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ramon Laureano is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Laureano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Laureano is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Kyle Garlick is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garlick hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Garlick is out. One out. Gary Sanchez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sanchez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. That is ball four. Sanchez is on with a walk. Giovanni Urshela is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Urshela is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Urshela hits a ground ball to short. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cody Stashak replaces Yenny Urquino as pitcher. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a short pop-up towards first. Miranda makes the catch for the out. One out. Christian Bethencourt batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Bethencourt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bethencourt hits a fly ball towards right. Garlick is there to make the catch. Two outs. Chad Pinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinder is 0-for-3 in the game. Pinder hits a fly ball into right field. That will be extra bases. Pinder is safe at second with a double. Luis Barrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Barrera is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Barrera hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Pinder scores. It's 11-4, Twins. Nick Allen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allen is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Allen hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Allen is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chad Pinder moves from left fielder to P. Luis Barrera moves from right fielder to left fielder. Christian Pache replaces Sheldon Neuse as center field. Ryan Jeffers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jeffers is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. ER batting second. Ramon Laureano moves from center fielder to right fielder. That is ball 4. Jeffers is on with a walk. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gordon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball towards center. Pache makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Buxton is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Buxton is on with a walk. Jeffers moves to second. Luis Ariz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ariz is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ariz hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Ariz is safe at second with a double. Jeffers scores. Buxton moves to third. It's 12-4, Twins. Gilberto Celestino pinch hits for Carlos Correa batting third. Gilberto Celestino is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Celestino hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Buxton scores. Ariz scores. It's 14-4, Twins. Jose Miranda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda is hit by the pitch. Celestino moves to second. Miranda is on first. Kyle Garlick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garlick is 0-for-1 in the game. Garlick hits a line drive towards short. Allen makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 14, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Yohan Duran replaces Cody Stashak as pitcher. Nick Gordon moves from left fielder to shortstop. Gilberto Celestino moves from pinch hitter to left. Kevin Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fielder. Smith strikes out swinging. 1 out. Tony Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kemp hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Christian Pache is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pache strikes out swinging. 2 outs. Ramon Laureano batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Laureano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Laureano hits a ball towards short. Gordon can't make the play in time. Laureano gets a base hit. Kemp moves to second. Seth Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball towards right. Garlick is there to make the catch. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 14, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Ring Central Coliseum in Oakland.